We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And guess what, guys? Baseball is back. That's right. They're going to get back out on the field this week. And while we may not be able to join them at the stadium, plenty of action to be had from the comfort of your home. No better place to get in on that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's offering free bets for every home run your team hits. So here's how you take advantage of that offer. All you need to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team. And for every home run they hit in that game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. That's all there is to it. And you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and back in with me are Andrew P. Shea, Bob Flounders. And before I forget, and before I need Andrew P. to remind me, our winner of in the Ask Ross segment was Rich from Bakersfield, California. Rich will be reaching out to you soon to get an address for you to send you the KSN polo shirt. It's quarter four, but we are calling this the fourth quarter five. This is something Bob, a couple weeks ago, came up with some ideas for segments, and everything was lists of five. So that's how Bob apparently thinks. He thinks in lists of five. And today, what we're going to look at are the five assistant coaches with the most challenging off-season jobs. We're going to count them down from number five to the one with the most challenging off-season. We'll start with each one of you. We're going to go with Andrew P. first. Who do you have at number five?
So I looked at them all, looking up and down, and my number five is strength and conditioning coach Dwight Gault. Interesting, huh? No spring ball, limited, obviously very limited summer workouts. I mean, he's extremely good at what he does, right? He's one of the best. We're not arguing that, but he hasn't had hands-on and no structure in terms of hands-on from March to basically mid, you know, July, early July. So to lose that much time of being able to get your hands and eyes on these athletes in person that he knows so well how to mold and become stronger and faster, that's a bit of a challenge. So Dwight's my number five.
All right, very good. How about you, Bob?
Yeah, that is some really impressive outside-the-box thinking, Andy. I give you a lot of credit. I didn't even consider Thank Dwight. You. I think you made a good point. My number five is John Scott, the new defensive line coach. He's got athletes outside, but they are replacing Etor Gross-Matos. And you don't really know quite what Jason Owe or Adisa Isaac are going to do in tandem with Shaka Toney. And inside, they have the frontline players. I don't think there's a lot of question about with Antonio Shelton, great run player, and PJ Mustipher, one of my favorite players this year to watch. But he's got to build some depth. He's got to create some relationships, and he's going to need two or three players to emerge, and he just doesn't have a lot of – he didn't have spring to work with them. I think it's a little bit of a challenge for him.
That's a good call. That's a good call. And we'll stick with you, Bob, with number four.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's going to be on Andy's list at all, but I went with offensive coordinator Kirk Ciarrocca. Great offensive mind, 30 years of experience. A lot of the pieces are in place. He's going to have a veteran offensive line, a great stable of running backs, and a veteran quarterback to work with. But again, no on-field reps. Everything was done remotely. There are some issues at the wide receiver position. The timing of the offense is something I think that you have to – there's going to be a little bit of a build time for that. He did a lot with Minnesota's offense. I think this offense, even though they're missing some wideouts, is a more talented offense. But I still think with no spring in its first year, I don't think it's necessarily going to be a walk in the park, excuse me, for Kirk. So I have him at number four.
I think that's a pretty good call, Bob, because I made my list up, and he actually ranks higher on the list for me. We'll see if and where he sits on Andrew P's list. All right, Andy, you gave us number five at Dwight Gault. How about your number four?
Kirk Cherok is on my list, Bob, but he is not number four. My number four is Phil Troutwine, the offensive line coach. I think he's cooking with a lot of good ingredients, right? He inherited some good ingredients to cook with. The challenge for me, for him, is he's going to teach them the way they want, and I think they're good enough that that's not going to be a problem. It's making these guys better in terms of adjustments in-game and figuring out what the opposing defense is doing and being able to execute that. That's the biggest shortcoming that I think of this offensive line group, so that's why I think the biggest challenge for Phil will be to make them better on those four quarters on game day.
And remember, that was a decision that James Franklin made to release the old offensive line coach and bring this guy in. So there's a little bit additional pressure there. All right. So far, Andy, you've got Dwight Gault at number four, Bill Troutwine Gault at number five, and Troutwine at number four. Who do you have as your number three?
So this is where I have Kirk Cheraka. He came in at number three for me. And a lot of what Bob said, he's got a veteran quarterback who's just scratching the surface, I feel. He's got three potential starting running backs. He's got a veteran and talented offensive line. His challenge to me, and the challenge he faced, was no spring, no offseason. How does he make this offense still be maybe a little bit better, but yet still be that 30 to 35 point a game offense that the Penn State under James Franklin has sort of become known for? They score points, right? They put points on the board. They're effective. So that's my biggest, what I see is his biggest challenge. But I say that again by couching it by saying he's got some good ingredients to cook with.
Yeah, he does. And I think any of these guys who are new, that's an additional layer. And Bob, you already have your first two are John Scott at number five, Kirk Cheraka at number four. Both of them are new guys. And like I said, I think there's an additional amount of work and also pressure on those guys. All right, where are you going for number three?
Yeah, so I think my next choice would always be on the list of top five every year. And that's not a slight at him. It's just the challenges that go with his job and the amount of players he's got to get ready to play and play early. It's Terry Smith, the cornerbacks coach. They replaced John Reed, who was a starter. Not only that, he was also a very good slot corner drafted by the Texans. He's got to really replace kind of two players in one there. I think Tariq Castro-Fields returning is a good thing for Terry. He really likes Tariq this year. He thinks he's going to have his best year by far. He's got to stay healthy. But he's got to bring along some young corners, and Penn State is going to have to play at least four corners this year. You know, Joey Porter Jr. is a talent. Obviously, Marquise Wilson is a talent, and Keaton Ellis are talents, but they're still young. They still lack experience. And you saw in some games last year, Penn State really struggled to stop the pass. I like the mix at corner, but it's largely unproven, and that's pretty much the case most years at Penn State. So I think Terry Smith's always going to be on the list because of the nature of the position, but I got him at three.
Good call there, Bob. I like that one. He was on my list also. All right, Bob, we're up to number two on your list.
Yeah, I'll go real quick here because we got some names to get to. It's the safeties coach. It's Tim Banks. They replaced Garrett Taylor. Lamont Wade is back. He's lighter. He's going to be the leader. I think some big things are expected from Jaquan Brisker, who was the third safety last year. Obviously, he's got a lot of talent. But there's some unknowns behind those two at the safety position. And, you know, safeties, you know, they got to be good in coverage. They got to be mentally good. They got to know where everyone on the defense is lined up. And they got to be good in run support. So I think this is a tough job that Tim Banks has. He's got to get a third and fourth safety. I'm not sure who they are yet.
All right, back to you, Andy, with your number two.
All right, so I didn't have Terry Smith on my list, but my number two is it's John Scott Jr., the new defensive line coach. It's not because he's new. I think this would have been a challenge for Sean Spencer, but I think he's higher on my list because I think he's got ends to work with. That's not the problem. It's developing a effective and efficient defensive tackle rotation that is impactful and can stand up over four quarters. It can't be one, two, or even three guys. It's got to be deeper than that. It's got to be better than that. And that is a huge challenge. I think Sean would have faced that challenge anyway. Being the new guy and not being hands-on makes it tough.
All right. Now you're number one, Andy.
My number one. Maybe we all have the same number one. It's old Taylor Stubblefield. Fourth guy in as many years, right? Am I right? Taylor?
Yes.
Is the fourth. It's the least developed position in my opinion, depth-wise, under James Franklin since 2017. You know, 17, 18, 19, catch the ball, okay, somehow get the talent. We know they have talent, but it just hasn't developed and be able to shine. He has a huge, huge job ahead of him. I mean, the difference between this team being very, very good potentially and elite might just lie right here. That's just my two cents, but Taylor Stubblefield's got a big one ahead of him.
Should I take it that you agree with that for your number one also, Bob?
Yes, it is not a big leap of faith to put him at number one on the list. I'll just say, I think in 2018 and 2019 especially, the wideout play really cost Penn State. And look, now they're replacing a dynamic player in KJ Hamler. So it's a huge task. He hasn't really had a chance to get to know these guys. You know, you can make the argument they kind of missed on Justin Shorter. They returned Jahan Dotson. They like some young players, but the cohesion, the rapport with Sean Clifford, the rapport with Kirk Sciarrocca, they're going to play six. They'd like to play six because they can't play three all the time. You know, where's the depth coming from? Who's going to make the contested catch? Who's the game breaker? Other than Jahan Dotson, there's just a lot of questions. I like John Dunmore. But I just think it's a big, big challenge for Taylor Stubblefield without Spring.
All right, real quickly, those were two good lists. I'll give you my list, otherwise known as the correct list. Tied for fourth and fifth, Terry Smith and Tim Banks. They've got to plug those holes that they had last year in the defensive secondary. John Scott is number three, defensive line. Big shoes to fill there, recruiting also. Taylor Stubblefield, I have him at number two for all the obvious reasons. I actually have Kirk Sciarrocca at number one as the offensive coordinator. That's a higher level of exposure there, and he's got to do this without a spring practice. All right, that is it for our show. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.